Welcome to the Code Catch-Up Podcast. My name is Jamie Jones. In this episode, we're going to be talking about the latest WordPress release, that is 4.9, which has some really exciting features, and it feels more like a tidy release. So it's more not so much new features, but more so just evolving the current features and making them really, really nice. And these are things I think we're really lacking with WordPress itself. Now, it's not a make or break, but it certainly enhances the experience greatly. So I'm going to go through some of these new features. There's not a lot of them, but it's certainly enough to make you go, "Ooh, I really need to update this straight away." And that's not from a security standpoint, just purely from just these nice to have features. So basically, there's a new theme browsing experience. So if you're someone who likes to look through themes and stuff like that, there's that there. I think for most of us in the audience here, that's not really something you're going to worry about too much. You're basically going to set your theme, customize it, and leave it there, and maybe come back and customize it over time. So the next thing that I'm really, really excited about, which is really nice, which can really help with deploying new changes, is the save and schedule changes in the customizer. So for your theme customizer, you can now bring on change sets to this theme customizer. So think of it like post revisions, but for your theme changes or your theme settings or any kind of customization settings there around your theme. So basically, you can make your changes and then schedule it or even save it as a draft so you can continue working on it. So this is one of these things that I had in the past with some of my WordPress sites was I want to make these changes, but they're not quite ready. So I have to do it like then and there on the day that these changes need to go live. So I'd kind of like stage it out and it was doable, but it was okay. And then sometimes I'd want to work on it, but I have to go away and you don't want to not save. So there's a problem there. So saving drafts and scheduling solves that issue. So I can go, okay, for this particular date and time, I want these changes to then become available. So that is really, really nice there. Now, on top of that, which is another great feature, is if you're working on this and having it scheduled and kind of want your client to be like, yes, can you please check that? There is a preview link as well that you can give. So really, really nice there. You send them a link and you'll see what those changes are going to be like. That's a really great feature, I believe. So that's really nice there. And then also saying that theme developers will now be able to use these new changes in the customizer JS API, which is great and really nice to see there. The next thing is the new gallery widget. So gallery widgets, they're really handy. You might think, oh, it's just a simple little feature. I use other plugins. But the actual built-in gallery for WordPress is pretty good. So they're basically just improving on that there. So you can now include them in your sidebar or any kind of widget area, which is nice. Because I do find that is a very common place to put a nice little grid of images as well. And that works on a number of little small sites, especially marketing sites where you want to have something to kind of break up the text that you might have on a standard two-column layout. Next one is adding a media button in the text widget. Really, really nice. This is really good to see. This is one of these problems that I had in the past a long time ago where you'd have to add media and you'd basically just be putting in your own code and you'd be linking to the resources manually. And it just took up a bit of time. So this is nice to make that a bit easier for you now. And of course, then we've got short codes in your sidebar text widget. So those short codes that you might use to put something in, great to have that there. You don't have to worry about doing anything custom like I used to do in the past. So that really does reduce a little bit more in the code that I have to implement to get that in there. The next one that I really love, and this is something I think should have been there a fair while ago, still a nice to have though, and that's the actual code editor, a proper code editor when you're customizing, say, like additional CSS, for example. So basically, you now get syntax highlighting, code suggestions, and auto completion in those kind of areas. So think about it like your theme editor, the custom CSS panel, the HTML widget stuff. You get that now. So that is really, really important because one of the things that you can easily mess up with this when you're quickly making a CSS change, for example, that's mainly what I use it for, you can get some kind of syntax error and it can cause some bugs and it's frustrating. And this will essentially highlight that there for you, which is really, really nice because it can save you in thinking, what's going on? Is a plugin updated or something? You haven't noticed it. Turns out some kind of CSS that you've missed there. So that's nice to see. Now, of course, if you don't want that feature, you can disable it, which is really good to see as well, because for some people, it can be rather annoying and it's just one extra thing you have to worry about. So there is the option to take that off as well. The other thing is having the ability to kind of alert people, warn people when they're going to, into the WordPress editor and editing kind of like your CSS or stuff like that, and just giving them a notification about, hey, guess what, you could potentially break something here. You know, it's recommend that you don't do that. So it's really nice there. Now, of course, there's been some under the hood changes of, as what usually happens with WordPress when they do a release, especially when it's a major point release. So this is 4.9. So there's a bunch of stuff, so better mapping for theme widgets and navigation menus after switching themes, removal of the SWF upload library from the core, require a confirmation link in an email to be clicked by admin when a user attempts to change their email address, and that's essentially it. Now, if you want to know more, wpbeginner.com has a great article on this. This is where I got some of my notes from. That's a great place if you want to learn more about WordPress in general. So check that one out. This isn't sponsored or anything. It's just a site that I go to every now and then because they do lay out information quite well. And it's nice to just have as a reference. But that's essentially it for WordPress 4.9. Hopefully you've upgraded or it's automatically upgraded for you. I'd love to know your thoughts. Are you happy with this? These new changes in 4.9? I'd love to know. Please send through a tweet to @CodaCatchUp on Twitter. Leave a comment on CodaCatchUp.com for this episode. Or you can send through an email to CodaCatchUp@gmail.com. Of course, if you're watching this on YouTube, please leave a comment in the comment section below. And if you're enjoying the podcast, please give a like and a subscribe. That'd be awesome. If you just want the podcast by itself and not on YouTube, you can find it on iTunes, and it is syndicated to other podcasting networks. So you can find that there. And if you are listening in iTunes, please, a rating and review would be awesome. But other than that, we'll catch the next episode.